This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being here wherever you might be. People leaving work, people going home, people getting to the money. I don't know where you at. Maybe you are working. Thank you for being here. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours. I get started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We've been hanging out for an hour, and we've discussed a lot. We talked about LeBron James' decision today, not to announce a retirement, but to tell everybody that he's promoting Hennessy. Good for him. He likes Hennessy. Good for him. Okay, we talked about the Jacksonville Jaguars coming back to beat the Chiefs last night. We talked about Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco being traded from the Browns after being benched. He's now a member of the Cincinnati Bengals. Deion Sanders, well, his son Shador is now second on the depth chart for the Cleveland Browns. But Deion Sanders is like, I'm worried about the Colorado Buffaloes. And I'm also worried about my health. Deion had a procedure today to alleviate pain related to his blood clots. And we got a lot more to get into. Finally, all this damn rain and all the weather, the Detroit Tigers and the Mariners are getting underway here in Detroit. We're going to have a conversation with Jonathan Peterlin. He's going to join us, 92.3 The Fan, in about 20 minutes to talk about the Cleveland Browns and a decision to move on from Joe Flacco. Later on in the show, we'll have a chat with J.P. Shadrick about the Jaguars. Are they legitimate in the AFC South? So much to do, so much to discuss. You want to be a part of the show, you can. 888-710-4ISN is the number. It's 888-710-4ISN. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. Finally. Damn, first pitch. Damn, took long enough. Jack Flaherty on the mound here for the Detroit Tigers. Now, this series in the American League divisional round is tied up between the Mariners and the Tigers. This is game number 3. Okay. We got both teams, or we got the same damn score coming out of both games. The Detroit Tigers, they came out and won game 1, 3-2. And then by the time we got to, or game number 1, by the time we got to game number 2, the Tigers lost 3-2, and that took 11 innings. So here we are. We have moved on from Seattle. We are now in Detroit. At least, in Seattle, they had a roof. I mean, they know the rain is coming. In Detroit, no roof. Now we got to wait for a rain delay. This game was to have started hours ago. And an hour from now, we're going to have the New York Yankees taking on the Toronto Blue Jays. The Yankees are going to have to win three games in a row if they don't want to be eliminated. So at least here with the Mariners and Tigers, we got both teams tied up with one game apiece. Moving into game three at home, Detroit Tigers manager A.J. Hinch talked about his team's mindset moving forward.
Our guys are going to be well rested with the day off today. We're going to get home. We're going to get settled into an environment that we're comfortable in, and we're going to face an exceptional pitcher in Logan Gilbert. So we're going to stay in the fight and keep competing and put some runs on the board to help us win.
Logan Gilbert, he spoke yesterday as well ahead of his start. Logan Gilbert says, yeah, we're not in Seattle. We're in Detroit. I get it.
It's going to be really fun the last couple days, especially getting to see that in Seattle and knowing the fans have been waiting for that and going crazy. And both games super exciting, too. So there's been a lot of momentum both ways, but happy we won the last one and expecting a fun time tomorrow.
All right. Bacha, how much fun is it to sit in the rain and the cold? And I guess if you're a Tigers fan, you got no choice but to sit around and wait. But I'd be miserable, man. I'd be miserable.
For the fans, it's horrible, but it's also worse for the players because imagine you get to the stadium. I'm assuming they're getting there for a four, well, even it's earlier for them because they're in Central Time. But either way, they're there probably 10 a.m., 9 a.m., doing their pregame warmups and then to be canceled and postponed 3 hours later. So think of the pitchers. Their warmups are messed up. They have to start and stop. There's a lot of factors that are at play here.
Yeah, you would think that at least the players would have, well, you would think everybody would get some type of heads up. As it stands right now, the weather in Detroit, not all that great. I mean, it's 55 degrees, it's cloudy, it's wet. We had this, I don't want to call it a silly rain delay. What are you going to do about rain? The answer is absolutely nothing. But Bacha, aren't there certain parts of the world where they control the rain and the weather?
No. What?
Okay. The answer is yes, Bacha. The answer is yes.
Oh, yeah.
The answer is yes. There are countries who, and it might be this one as well, utilizing, cloud manipulation to, make rain come or go. You aren't familiar with that?
Is this like a new thing?
Then Google it, Bacha. Google it.
Wait, okay. Where? Like where?
Here? It's been rumored to happen here and also in Asia. Yes, yes.
Oh wow! You think they'd use that to help with droughts?
Yeah, there's other things that you could do with it too. Not good things. Google it, Bacha. It's a long explanation. Okay, go ahead. Look up weather weather manipulation. Find out a few things. There we go. Maybe it'll help. Would have helped out today in Detroit. Yeah, right now this top of the first, Seattle not putting any runs up on the board. Of course, we'll keep you up to date on this one as it continues on. But because this game has been delayed, I don't want to call it a doubleheader, but we're going to have two damn games going at the same damn time. In the Bronx, New York, the New York Yankees, they lost both games in Toronto. The Yankees are back at home. Carlos Rodon is on the mound. They're going to take on Shane Bieber from the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays are going to try to go out here and eliminate the New York Yankees, send them home packing. And at that point, we're going to have a lot of miserable Yankee fans if they stink the joint up. You can believe that, okay? New York Yankees trying to turn things around. Aaron Boone, he's like, listen, we've been here. We've had our backs up against the wall. None of us are going to try to go out here and do anything different.
We approach it like we have really all season, but even more specifically, the last 6-8 weeks where, we feel like we've been playing with a lot on the line every single day. And we'll go into our, hitters meeting, and it's about win today, period.
Okay, right. The last time we saw Carlos Rodon on the mound for the New York Yankees, let's just say he had 6 innings pitched, gave up 3 runs, and 6 strikeouts. The Yankees won that one. Can we expect that today, or is Carlos Rodon going to go out there and be beat to a pulp? He does have the type of temperament. If things are not going his way, he could go out there and get beaten down. Aaron Boone, He feels good about Rodon.
Yeah, a ton. He's been obviously one of our horses this year. He's had a great year. And anytime we give him the ball, we feel like we have an excellent chance to win. And that'll be the same tomorrow. He'll be ready to roll and hopefully get us off to a good start.
Man, you gotta earn your money if you're Carlos Rodon. Didn't have the best first year with the New York Yankees. Here he is in a postseason. It's time to go out there and earn your money. Meanwhile, if you're the Blue Jays, if you're the Yankees, there's one guy that you do not want to see. You don't want to see Vladimir Guerrero Jr. You know, this guy hates the Yankees. This guy's mashing grand slams against the Yankees. This guy has 6 hits out of 9 at bats here against the Yankees. He has been abusing the New York Yankees so much so he may single-handedly give them the boot today. And then you just know he's going to gloat about it after the fact. John Schneider says, yeah, Vladimir Guerrero? Oh, yeah, he's our guy in Toronto. We like him because he hates the Yankees.
When he signed his extension, I think he kind of understood that with that comes a little bit of an extra responsibility to the organization, to the city, to the country. And he's really kind of tackled that head on. This weekend, you know, it was nice for him and for other guys that have been here in the postseason. Postseason hasn't gone great, you know, for the time they've been here, to kind of have a few moments.
Listen, with great responsibility comes, with great power comes great responsibility. And shout outs to, who told that to Spider-Man, Botcher? That one you know.
Uncle Ben, yes.
Uncle Ben. Did Uncle Ben tell him that before, like, the Hobgoblin sucked him in outer space or something?
No, he got shot by someone who robbed a place and then took his car.
Damn, wow.
Yeah.
Those were his final words?
It wasn't his last words, but it was his last. That's a lesson he always taught him and just said, remember, with great power becomes great responsibility. And then he passed away.
How profound. That's just how it goes sometimes. The end, okay? And speaking of the end, it's not just the Yankees who could be facing the end tonight. The Phillies, they're not playing today. They took on the Dodgers last night. We sat here in the studio. Dodgers are like, hey, we got this 4-1 lead. And then the Phillies started to fight back. And then they put Sasaki out there. They still ended up winning 4-3. The Dodgers are now 1 victory away from moving forward to another National League Championship Series. You want to know who's out here asking for this? I don't know. Nobody but Dodger fans. I want to see the best of the best. I was hoping that this was going to be the National League Championship Series matchup, but we can go ahead and throw that out the window. It looks like the Dodgers, they just need one more win. The Phillies are like the Yankees. They need 3. You going to beat the defending champs 3 times in a row? I don't know about that one. Rob Thompson, even in a loss, even being down 0-2, I guess he's Captain Optimism right now. He's just, I like how hard my guys fought. Why?
I love the fight in the 8th and 9th inning. They fought like hell, and hopefully that carries over into Wednesday. But this is a resilient group. Our backs are against the wall. You just got to come out fighting.
Man, they need a whole lot more than fight. They actually need some hits. Some of their big bats are just quiet right now. You think about Bryce Harper. He has 1 hit in the series. He has yet to drive in a run. He's like an invisible man right now. This is what he had to say about his own struggles.
Missed some pitches over the plate. Haven't done a very good job of guys on base. And just, you know, need to be better.
Need to be better. What else are you going to say when you suck? You can't get any worse, right? You can still be bad, but you can't get any worse. So what are you doing now? What are you doing next? Bryce, tell me.
Yeah, just got to flip the script. You know, obviously, like you said, it's been tough. So just got to flip the script and understand, like I said, we're a really good baseball team. And, you know, it's, like I said, 1-3. So just got to keep going.
Oh, yeah. Good luck. Good luck winning 3 in a row against that squad. Good luck. We're going to have Aaron Nola on the mound for Philadelphia versus Yamamoto for the Dodgers. That game is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. I think the fans in L.A. will be pretty hyped up about the potential results. And then last night, how about this? It's not just the Dodgers who said, let's just get this the hell over with. We had the Milwaukee Brewers They beat Chicago 7-3. We were right here on the air when Suzuki said, let me open things up with a 3-run home run. The Brewers immediately answered back with a 3-run shot of the own by Vaughn. And then they had the temerity to put Mizorowski out there in the middle of the damn game to just blaze through everybody. Chicago did not score another run. Yeah, there's a reason why Major League Baseball said, let's just go ahead and put Mizorowski in here as an all-star. Last night he showed it. 3 innings pitched in relief, 4 strikeouts, and now the Brewers, they are 1 game away from advancing to the National League Championship Series. Who would have thought that this would have been the case? It's a tough one. Listen to Pat Murphy, the manager that knows everybody's name, talks about using Mizorowski out of the bullpen.
I mean, we were thinking somewhere between 30 and 50 pitches, and we were thinking that he let us know he was gassed. He's very emotional, and you know, you guys know what he's been through, but he responded.
Yeah, last night, 57 pitches. He walked away with the win. Ashby started the game, gave up that 3-run bomb to Suzuki, but after that, there were no more runs on the board. The Brewers went through about 7 pitchers to go ahead and get the victory last night. They're 1 game away from meeting potentially the Dodgers in the NLCS. Yeah, let's see if the Yankees survive tonight. Boncho, the Yankees, they got to win 1 game, right? They'll win tonight.
I'd hope they'd win, especially with the guy. They're facing Shane Bieber, who's basically missed half the year, coming back from Tommy John. So I'd hope so.
Yeah, let's see what the Yankees can do. Maybe get into that bullpen and beat people up. I think the Yankees will win. This one might be a blowout, okay? We'll keep you up to date on that one. Already told you the Mariners and Tigers, they are just underway following that long rain delay. The Mariners and Tigers are tied at 1 game apiece. At least we know nobody's going home following the results of this game. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, he's not going home. He's staying in Ohio. His bags are packed. He's moving to Cincinnati. His name is Joe Flacco. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to have a conversation with Jonathan Peterlin, 92.3 The Fan, sports radio in Cleveland, Ohio. Now that Flacco is gone, is Dylan Gabriel the guy the rest of the way? Will we see Shador take over at some point? And what about Deshaun Watson? What can we expect from the Browns the rest of the way? We'll have that conversation with Jonathan on the other side of the break. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Earlier today, the Cleveland Browns made a move. They told Joe Flacco, see you later. They sent this man to the Cincinnati Bengals. Dylan Gabriel will take over as QB1. What does this mean for the rest of the depth chart? Is Shador going to be there at number two? Is there someone else who will ultimately see play this season? The Browns are 1-4 trying to figure things out. Joining us right now is someone who covers all things Cleveland sports. You can catch him on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Joining us right now is Jonathan Peterlin. Jonathan, how are you?
JR, what's up, man? How you doing today?
I'm very well. And you? Are you surprised with the news that came down today? Flacco being moved?
Surprised in the sense that it was with the Bengals. We just don't see trades between the Browns and the Bengals. And so I get why fans are upset today with the idea that you could potentially be helping out Cincinnati. I think the Browns are trying to do right by Joe. I guess the messaging that they're going to put out there, but the Browns have no use for Joe Flacco at this point. And really, JR, you saw the first 4 weeks with Joe in a Browns uniform. He was atrocious. So it'll probably look better. It's got to look better than what it was in a Browns uniform this year. But yeah, I was surprised. To answer your question, yes, I was very surprised.
Yeah, Joe Flacco with 6 interceptions here in the first 4 games, or his first 4 starts with the Cleveland Browns. They give Dylan Gabriel that shot and opportunity out in the UK this Sunday. He did not throw an interception. What were your thoughts on looking at Dylan Gabriel's first start?
I've been calling it acceptable. Like you didn't see a generational quarterback. You didn't see a franchise quarterback. You saw a guy that did exactly what Stefanski wasn't getting from Joe Flacco, and that he wasn't turning the ball over, as you mentioned, although he did almost have an interception in there, but he didn't have an interception. You won the turnover battle. You still lost the game, but you won the turnover battle. He made an all right set of throws, but the problem, JR, was that he didn't throw the ball deep at all. Like, everything was very short, and when he did throw the ball deep, or at least attempt to, he was airmailing it by 10 yards. So they are far from out of the woods when it comes to the quarterback conversation. But it was an acceptable first start for a rookie quarterback.
Jonathan Peterlin is here with us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. Knowing that Dylan Gabriel may not be the full-time, long-term guy, Shador Sanders automatically moves up to QB2 at this point in time. What are your thoughts on when and if we might see him, or is he going to get pushed to the back of the line again?
I mean, your guess would be as good as mine at this point, because the Browns just do crazy things often. And it seems like anytime you try to predict what they're going to do, they swerve and go a different direction. But if you made me to make my educated guess, I mean, we got to see what Dylan does first off. I think Stefanski truly wants Dylan Gabriel to just be the quarterback the rest of the season. Stefanski really does like what he's seen so far with Dylan. So, but I think we know how this goes. Like, JR, he probably is going to go 4, 5, 6 more games. Browns are going to stack up some losses. And you'll probably then at that point turn the reins over to Shador. And you give Shador a 5 or 6 game stretch to prove why the Browns don't need to take a quarterback in 2026, which right now seems like they're headed.
Oh, wow. Well, Jonathan, we've heard so much coming out of Cleveland that Shador, you know, wasn't even getting reps with scout team, and then all of a sudden Joe Flacco is gone. Like, has he even been like a full participant? Is he window dressing? What has been his involvement with the team?
Yeah, it hasn't been too large as far as from on a day-in, day-out practice setting. He's been doing scout team stuff. He's been here and there, and they've done, as reported, they've done extra stuff after practice to try to involve Shador. But to say that they're treating him as if he's like, you know, the bell of the ball, it's just not true. They're treating him like a 5th-round quarterback, maybe a little bit better than that, but not too much better than that. I don't think the expectations are incredibly large from what the Browns have given us and told us in regards to Shedeur Sanders. So, like, we talk about it a lot because it's a hot topic and a lot of people care about Shedeur. I love Shedeur. I think he could be a wonderful pro, but the Browns just have not shown me that they see it the same way.
Well, Jonathan, I want to ask you about somebody who's on the receiving end of passes. It seemed like he had a bounce back year last year, and this year only 197 yards receiving, 15 catches. That's Jerry Jeudy. Has his output been more to do with the quarterback carousel, or is he just not as engaged?
So I wouldn't say not as engaged. I think that's inaccurate. I would question the – I like that you hinted to that, the idea that the quarterback output is just not good enough. Like, who has Jerry Jeudy had in his – forget the Browns for a second – in his career that you'd look at and be like, oh, that was a – it was set up for success there. Last year was his best season in the NFL, and he went through bad slash hurt Deshaun Watson. You had Jameis Winston. You had Dorian Thompson Robinson. And then you take him through this year, and he's already through a stretch of old Joe Flacco into rookie Dylan Gabriel. Like, he has not had the right opportunities, but I can't make excuses for the drops. Led the league in the NFL last year in drops, had another missed in a crucial part of the game. A very well-placed ball by Dylan Gabriel, by the way. Another drop this past weekend in London. I'm not here to kill Jerry Jeudy. Do I think he's playing like a number one right now? No, I don't. But, yeah, if you wanted to cut him some slack, I'd understand it based off the quarterback around him.
Well, Jonathan, outside of that, it's taken some time for even Quinshon Judkins, due to his legal issues, to even get a shot or a chance here with the Browns. What are your thoughts on how he's been able to participate in the offense?
JR, I'm telling you right now, I think the Browns have a star in Quinshon Judkins. If I were you, I would start on your program day in, day out. I can't believe I called it a program. Don't know what that's about. But I would start day in, day out. I would start telling people to buy up all the Quinshon Judkins stock you could possibly get. He looks incredible. Listen, we've watched Nick Chubb for years, covering the Browns, being around the Browns, and I'm not saying he's Nick Chubb. That's obviously in a class of his own. But the early returns on Quinshon, what he's doing with this banged-up offensive line, not a talented offensive line, the yards after contact, he looks really, really good. So, like, years from now, you can be like, I heard it first from Jonathan. Quinshon, awesome at football. That's the early read.
Jonathan Peterlin is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, Coast to Coast. You had mentioned a name. It feels like you say that name three times and something happens. I don't know what it is. It's Deshaun Watson. Now that they've moved on from Flacco, what are the odds that we actually see Deshaun Watson play this year?
I hope zero, but you can never count out the idea that the owner, Jimmy Haslam, clearly has a soft spot for Deshaun. Like, you think somebody, JR, if I gave you a $235 million deal and you flat out embarrassed me for 3 years, you'd probably think I wouldn't be much of a friend at that point, right? But why is it that then Jimmy Haslam goes to Deshaun Watson's wedding over the summer? Like, there's a soft spot there for Deshaun. I can't quite make out why, but he's got one. And so I from a sitting here and having to talk about the Browns for 5 hours a day, it's a joy and it's a pleasure. But the unfortunate part for myself is when I have to discuss Deshaun Watson, because his play on the field wasn't good enough. And even if I were to take his play and completely remove it, I think he's just injured. I think he's a broken toy at this point. Shoulder injuries, he's had knee injuries, he's had everything under the sun. Like, I don't know if you stuck him out there that he'd be able to stay healthy for the time that you even need him to. So, like, I told you I'm buying Quinshon stock. I've already sold off all the Deshaun stock I can get. I think it'd be a miserable play from a fan perspective and from a trying-to-win-games perspective if they put Deshaun Watson out there.
And Jonathan Peterlin joining us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. So winning games, we know, isn't the modus operandi here for the Cleveland Browns. The rest of the season is just an evaluation year, right? Does Stefanski stick around past this? He's been a two-time Coach of the Year.
So I maintain that how many coaches do you know that can go 6 years, have one playoff win, and keep their job at the end of it? It's not many. Like, in the NFL, you have to put up wins at some point. The saving grace for Stefanski in this conversation is that he is under the belief, has been widely reported, that he thinks he's going to have multiple years beyond this season. As if, like, the Deshaun Watson time, and I want to make this important to your listeners, because this always gets confused from a national standpoint. They think Stefanski had nothing to do with it, and it was all just Jimmy Haslam. Not true. Stefanski and Andrew Berry took the plan to get Deshaun Watson to Jimmy Haslam, and then Jimmy Haslam was the one that said, all right, we'll put the guaranteed money there, and that's how we'll get him there. So like everyone's at fault there. You don't get a pass from me for the involvement of Deshaun Watson. That was your and Andrew Berry's plan. You have to be held responsible for it. But the way that they're coaching this, JR, and the way that they're selling this to everybody is that they basically got a mulligan for the Deshaun Watson experience, and they're starting fresh as of this season. Hmm. And I don't get it. I don't understand it. I think the bet against this would be that Jimmy Haslam is irrational at times, and he's been very patient with this group, that the losing will just catch up to him. But they've given us no indication to believe that Stefanski will actually lose his job at any point this season or even in the offseason. And it'd be incredible to me, JR, to see somebody go into year 7 and then even to year 8 with one playoff win on your resume. Only one through that long of a stretch. It's almost impossible to find a head coach that's been able to go through that way.
So how much longer, Jonathan, are Browns fans going to have to wear the brown paper bags or the dog masks?
I hope this is the last year. I hope 2026 they take a quarterback and then we're off to the races. I hope that, or if not that, I hope Shador comes in and puts the cape on and saves the day. Something has to happen here. But the foundation, it's just, when you have the Deshaun contract, it takes a lot. Now, there's more talent in this team than I think a lot of the listeners you have out there right now know about or think about. And we can talk about the rookie class, for instance, and Schlesinger and Mason Graham and Judkins and Fannin and all these guys that seem like they're on an early track to be successful. So, but it feels further away than we've had really in the Stefanski and Berry tenureship. And that's why it's a hard time to sit there and try to go to bat for him. It's why I refuse to.
Yeah, the Cleveland Browns right now sitting with a record of 1-4. Hey, look, Jonathan, we knew the quarterback carousel was going to roll. Didn't think that Flacco would be traded. It seems like I guess things are going according to plan. I thought it would go from Flacco to Gabriel to Shador, and maybe without him being traded, this is exactly what we should have all expected.
Yeah, it's funny when you like sound it out that way, or when you like you listen to like Jimmy Haslam in the offseason, and he's like, yeah, well, I want to do Flacco into the two rookie quarterbacks. It's like the blueprint's playing out. Like they're doing exactly what Jimmy Haslam said that they would do. So from that perspective, maybe we shouldn't be so shocked, but we still have to see the third part of that, play out, because we'll be interested to watch and continue with Dylan Gabriel to see how that either develops or just falls flat on its face.
Yeah, we're not even halfway through the season, not yet. Hey, Jonathan, thank you so much for the time. Hey, at least Myles Garrett is getting paid. I know he loves the quarterback play, right? That's working out for him.
Yeah, and he rebuilt everyone. I signed this deal because we have a great quarterback plan. It's like, no, your plan was to get $40 million a year, and it worked. So congrats, Miles.
Yeah, congratulations to Myles Garrett. First row seat, front row seat to everything going on. Jonathan, tell everybody where they could follow you, listen to you, everything you do with the Fan in Cleveland.
At JP on Twitter, and then we're 2-7 daily at 92.3 The Fan. Obviously, you get the Odyssey app. You can do it there. We stream live every day now on YouTube, too. So you can catch us in a lot of places.
Hey, Jonathan, we appreciate the time. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Thanks, JR. I appreciate you, man. Have a good night.
Absolutely. Thank you so much to Jonathan Peterlin for joining us. 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. You just heard you can catch him afternoons in Cleveland. It's like a stage play out in Cleveland, Ohio right now. It's been a stage play for a few years. Unfortunately for their fan base, it's probably been more of a horror show over the past several decades since they were reintroduced into the NFL. Just quarterback after quarterback after quarterback. It's just, it's sad. And now you got Joe Flacco being traded. Didn't expect them to get traded. Did I think eventually this man would be, told to have a seat? Yeah. They told him to have a seat last week. And now they just said, screw this, we're going to trade you. And hey, they sent him to Cincinnati, a team that needs a quarterback to help hold things down for just a little while. Thank you so much to Jonathan Peterlin for joining us. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We are going to take a break. When we come back, there was news earlier today about somebody else, a veteran, a superstar in the NBA, a future Hall of Famer, about him being traded. It's Giannis Antetokounmpo. Is he still on the Milwaukee Bucks? The answer is yes. But apparently there is one NBA team where he had his sights set. I'm going to tell you where Giannis might want to go, where he tried to go. We'll get into it on the other side of the break. But right now, forget a break. It's time for a newsflash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, we got a baseball game going on in Detroit right now. We got the Tigers. They're now down 1-0 against the Mariners. Look like we might have had a little bit of an error here. Getting the ball into home plate. Robles was kind of stranded at third, thinking that he was going to just hang out at third base. Catcher couldn't handle the ball, goes in between his legs. Robles says, screw this, I'm going home. Hey, Bacha, I think he's safe on the slide, man. What do you think?
Yeah, they just got back and confirmed that he was safe. So, yeah, I don't know what Dylan Dingler is doing. He should have got down on a knee like they taught you. But either way, I don't know. Good base running. From the guy who threw a bat at someone.
He'll blame the wet grass. That'll be the case. Either way, Seattle has now taken a 1-0 lead here in the top of the third. This series between Seattle and Detroit is tied at one game apiece. We'll keep you up to date as we continue on. The New York Yankees are going to be next up. Both the Yankees and the Blue Jays are going to get started in about 15 minutes from now in the Bronx, New York. If the Yankees lose tonight because they're down 0-2, the New York Yankees will be eliminated. So we'll keep you up to date on all the baseball as we continue on here with the show. Thank you so much to Jonathan Peterlin for joining us from 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland, Ohio. If you want to call up, you can too. 888-710-4ISN. The conversation we just had with Jonathan Peterlin, it was pretty much hinged on the fact that Joe Flacco is no longer a part of the Cleveland Browns, that he was traded today to the Cincinnati Bengals because, well, Jake Browning stinks and they want to give Dylan Gabriel an opportunity to shine, maybe shine or maybe pass the baton to Shador. So there's another guy that I mentioned earlier today. His name happened to be in a trade rumor, but it's not a trade that took place. It's a trade that possibly he may have wanted if he were to move on. That man's name is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, Milwaukee Bucks superstar. The man who won a championship with the Bucks in 2021. The 9-time All-Star. The dude who's already on the top 75 list. The dude who goes to the basket with reckless abandon, blocks shots, can handle the ball, isn't afraid to miss a shot or a free throw. If only Ben Simmons had his attitude, Ben Simmons would be worth a damn. He's not even in the NBA right now. But here's the facts. Giannis, we know things have changed around the Milwaukee Bucks. Damian Lillard is back in Portland. They ended up signing Miles Turner to a contract. What the heck is that going to do? I don't think a whole hell of a lot. And now you got this big old lineup with Giannis. I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are just going to be championship contenders. You can throw that out the window. Giannis is going to be 31 years old in December. I know, crazy to think about it, huh? This dude came into the league in 2013, running around like a baby deer. Dude looks like he's been carved out of stone. He's a freak of nature. He's the Greek freak. He wants to win another championship. Giannis is still in his prime. He's going to have the ball in his hands a whole hell of a lot. But are the Bucks going to win anything? The answer is no. So there's this rumor that came out. Well, actually, it was reported by Shams Charania of ESPN earlier today that Giannis, he basically said, hey, if I'm going to be moved, if I'm going anywhere because I don't think we can win, then I'd like to go to the New York Knicks. I'd like to try to win a championship in Madison Square Garden. Let me tell you something. Whoever the hell the guy is that helps deliver the Knicks a championship, something that they haven't seen since 1973, that guy's going to be a god. Flat, period, erect the statue. If it's Brunson and Giannis, then so be it. Now, here's the problem. The New York Knicks didn't feel Milwaukee was serious about moving Giannis, and the Bucks didn't feel that the Knicks were serious about acquiring him. Now, let's also keep in mind that if you're the New York Knicks, you used a lot to bring in Mikal Bridges. You sent all those first-round picks to the Brooklyn Nets. And then you also acquired Karl-Anthony Towns right before training camp last year. And so basically the Knicks got a bunch of second-round picks, one first-rounder, and a bunch of other players that, hey, do the Bucks really want them back? Okay, you taking Karl-Anthony Towns and what? Not a lot. Shams talked about this earlier today on ESPN. Listen.
The New York Knicks emerged as the team in August that Giannis Antetokounmpo wanted to play for if he were to be traded outside of Milwaukee, if these two sides could reach agreement on a deal. And so the Bucks also picked up that phone call that the Knicks made. And I was told essentially from one source that this was an exclusive negotiating window that the Knicks had over multiple weeks in August. Leon Rose, the Knicks president, called John Horst, the Bucks general manager. These sides had multiple conversations. Offers were made. But there are two sides to this. The Bucks, I'm told, believe that the Knicks did not even offer a deal strong enough to continue these conversations. Mm. The Knicks believe, I'm told, that the Bucks never seriously considered a trade of Giannis Antetokounmpo this summer. And this all stems from the facts that Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Bucks still believe, is a guy that can help them right now win a championship. They still want to win with Giannis Antetokounmpo. That's what I'm told. John Horst told Giannis Antetokounmpo in their face-to-face meeting in late July that we can still win here with you, but clearly Giannis Antetokounmpo aired his level of concern as well with the roster.
Well, he ain't stupid. Like, things didn't work out with Damian Lillard, and what, did they get better? Listen to this. The Milwaukee Bucks have Kevin Porter Jr., who needs to be happy that he's in the NBA right now, given some of his past legal history surrounding putting his hands on women. They have Gary Trent Jr., Kyle Kuzma. Nice. Kyle Kuzma gets you 15 points a game and disappear at points. Miles Turner and Giannis. That's the starting lineup. Come on. They have Cole Anthony, who's probably too small to consistently be a big-time contributor in the league. Torian Prince, Bobby Portis, Jericho Sims. What's exciting about this team? Nothing. Giannis ain't dumb. Milwaukee Bucks are going nowhere. Now, here's the other kicker. Next year is going to be Giannis' final season on his contract. And at the same time, he's going to be eligible to sign a four-year, $275 million contract. Is he signing that contract with the Bucks, or is he going to say, hey, you know, the leverage has changed. I want out. It appears that Giannis is going to stick around most certainly for one more year with the Bucks. I don't see Giannis as someone who will go out there and push the eject button, but Giannis may have to tell the Milwaukee Bucks, hey, I'm not staying. I'm not. I don't think we can win a championship. And this might be a situation where he doesn't say trade me, but his actions in regards to his contract and not signing the extension speak for him. I don't think this is going to be a good year for Milwaukee. It may be a good year for Giannis if he's healthy, because he's going to have the ball all the damn time. He's going to do whatever the hell he wants. If you're Giannis, what are you doing? Hey, Kyle, go get it. Hey, Gary Trent, go get it. Hey, Kevin Porter, go get it. Miles Turner, get it. This is going to be the Giannis show. It really is. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, Mike Brown, the newest coach of the New York Knicks. Yeah, the guy replacing Tom Thibodeau. You're asking me, the coach that didn't necessarily need to be fired, but the Knicks did it because they're the Knicks. Maybe they're like the Browns of the NBA. Mike Brown was asked about these rumors, and he's just like, Giannis is great, but what does he have to do with us? Nothing.
Yeah, I don't get into that stuff. We're in a great spot right now. Our guys, they're playing their tails off. They're starting to pick up what we're doing defensively. Offensively, we're getting a little bit more comfortable, especially trying to play fast. And, you know, that's what I'm concentrating on now. And like I said, I love our guys. And I think, they're starting to enjoy playing the way that we're trying to play on both ends.
He's like, I don't get involved in the rumors. And this is the part that sucks for Mike Brown. As the head coach of the New York Knicks, nobody else talks to the media. The owner, Jim Dolan, he only speaks when he wants to insult somebody or enact a lawsuit or complain. Leon Rose, the GM, I mean, God, he didn't even wake up and introduce Mike Brown when it came to his press conference. They just opened up a door and said, hey, man, go out there and do it. So, hey, these are rumors. If I'm Mike Brown, I'm saying I'm not the general manager. I leave it at that. I coach the guys who are here. And then he has to talk about how hard the guys are playing. The New York Knicks went to Abu Dhabi and played, two preseason games. What are we talking about? New York Knicks are playing hard. How about this? There's not a damn person, not too many people in the NBA who play as hard as Giannis Antetokounmpo. I think anybody would love to have that guy on their team. And Knicks fans would love to have him on that squad as well. Could you imagine Jalen Brunson and Giannis? I don't know what the rest of the roster would look like. But this almost seems too good to be true if you're a fan of the Knicks. Knicks have been through this before. I don't know. When there was a tease of Michael Jordan to the Knicks in the late 90s. Yeah, good way for him to get $30-plus million. Not too bad. Knicks have heard about this. LeBron James, Michael Jordan, yeah, they've been through this. Maybe one day they'll net someone besides Carmelo and broken down Amari. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Giannis to the Knicks, who knows, might be a pipe dream. I'm going to tell you about a nightmare. It's going on in Chapel Hill. Things just keep getting worse for Bill Belichick. Yeah, things are falling apart at North Carolina. We'll get into that. And then how about this? The Duke Blue Devils. Yeah, the basketball side, they're getting a little bit of help. I'll explain. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.